This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, so coming up on the Head Chef with Ted's Meat and Potatoes, it's round one of the Super Side Showdown with all the members of the Daily Mix Morning Show.
Oh, yeah.
They are preparing their food. They are bringing it in. We're going to see which one of their sides is superior. And they all were randomly picked out of a hat. So, Ted's Meat and Potatoes coming up here in minutes at 4:30. But first, time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got me.
Got a couple of birthdays today. Greetings. My son Tobin is turning 19 today. He is over at Wazoo listening to you guys on the Odyssey app. We've been longtime listeners. His little brother got a shout out, and now it is his turn. So I'm going to Leroy Jenkins, some green beans, and the grown up fish sandwich. Thanks, guys, and rock on. That from Scott.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Fish sandwich. Are you sure?
Dinosaurs, it's my big, handsome apprentice Brad's birthday. Could you give him a penis that's too small? And talk over all of each other about big tools. Thanks, guys. That from Emmett, the big rig mechanic.
The penis is too small.
Big tools.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
The biggest tool I've got is ever for my toilet.
A guy named Jerry that I used to work with back in Baltimore.
Old school saw.
Unbelievable, man.
If you're
a guitar,
cut down a lot of
the most expensive and you never actually like it.
That's the biggest tool I have. All right, guys. Here you go.
Happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Trying to fly.
Wow, Robin's got one.
Whoops.
Right over there.
Yeah. Out of mistake.
The
well time.
We had a lot of turnovers today on the program. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Penalized many yards. Tara, we're throwing down. It is the first stop on the Men's Room World Tour for 20 years as we are having our launch party at Black Raven Brewing in Woodinville. They were kind enough to brew us a 20th anniversary lager.
Yeah, man.
It is crisp. It is tasty. It is delicious. It'll be on tap. We're going to broadcast our show live from 2 until 6. The sausage will be there. The salsa will be there. We will be there. Hopefully you will be there. It is absolutely free. A little live Ted versus the FCC.
Yep.
We will drink a toast into the weekend. For us, a 3-day weekend because we're taking Monday off.
Hell yeah.
After the Super Bowl with the shot of the day. And of course, your chance to grab a 6-pack or a 12-pack for whatever party you're headed to on Sunday. Join us there for the broadcast, drink down some drafts of the many delicious Black Raven brews, and take a little to-go package with you.
Do that, man. Trust me. Just do it.
You can get a good mix and match case of four different six-packs.
Always my goal.
Everyone will be happy. Take it over to their place, man, and you'll be the hit of the party. But hopefully, you can show up tomorrow and join us for the live broadcast.
Yeah, man.
It's the launch party.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Number one on the Men's Room World Tour. Absolutely. By the way, they have been kind enough, believe it or not, to put a brand new Men's Room 20th Anniversary t-shirt in the rock shop at KISW.com.
I'll be rocking it tomorrow.
That will also be available for sale tomorrow at Black Raven Brewing in Woodinville. So get your weekend started off right with us. Speaking of drinking here, coming up we will drink and toast with a shot of the day at 5:08. But first,
time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house. And every member of the Daily Mix Morning Show.
Thank you, folks. Thank you.
Wow, man, oh, man, oh, man. All right. So today, ladies and gentlemen, this is basically round one of what we are calling Super Sides.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The idea being that we all picked a side dish that you would find at a party on Sunday out of a hat. We all had to make that item without a recipe.
Yep.
Because a lot of us in here, we have our tried and true things we make all the time. That was not the idea.
No.
The idea is you are going to cook something new, but one of the preferred sides that you would have maybe on a Sunday watching some football.
Ideally new.
Ideally.
A few of us got stuff that we've made.
Yeah.
Darren, Steve.
I think we forgot the most important part of a super side dish showdown, and that is beer.
Yes, we did.
Oh, damn it.
Well, you know. Maybe we'll drink that tomorrow morning because we're going to be on the Daily Mix Morning Show.
If only we knew someone.
Yes. So here's how this competition is going down, okay? You guys have brought in the food items you selected. We will judge those.
Oh, boy.
Then tomorrow morning on your program, we will come in and we will serve you our side dishes for you guys to try and to vote on. And we'll figure out not only who has the best side and all the radio station here, Ryan Castle involved as well.
Thanks.
But as far as the individual shows goes, what do you guys think? Who made the better product?
Okay. I'm willing to say with complete confidence that you guys are going to crush us in this situation.
I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Even your slider looks good. I don't know what that is. Mm-hmm. I pulled the pickle off because I hate pickles.
Well, now it's not going to be good.
Man, if I eat the pickle, I promise you I hate it.
Okay. So
unless it's a meat-based pickle.
Yep.
Actually, that sounds horrible when you say that out loud.
It's a pork pickle.
It makes you, you pick sliders.
Likes pickles at a park.
And you do not eat meat or cheese.
Right.
You're a vegan, so these are complete vegan sliders.
These are plant-based weirdo
sliders. That needs to be noted. Now, Taryn, you are not a vegetarian or a vegan, are you?
Stop eating, Taryn.
I'm a carnivore.
Okay.
I like my meats.
And you brought in pigs in a blanket.
I sure did, but I did make some vegan ones for Sarah and Steve just in case.
Great, wonderful.
But you guys don't have to eat that crap.
Okay.
I won't.
Danny V, your mission was jalapeno poppers.
It was.
Okay.
They look good, man.
They look really good. I'm excited to eat this.
Bacon wrapped, guys. Okay. Boom!
And Sarah is still alive. She did not burn the house down.
Yay.
And she successfully made what we believe to be macaroni and cheese.
Yes.
It looks like it.
Now, did you make this last night, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah. I did, yes.
And you feel like you did a pretty good job on this?
I did an okay job.
An okay job.
My house is still there, so it's not burned down. So
that was our first concern.
Baby steps.
Not even the food, just your health.
Okay, Ted, since you are the head chef, why don't we start with you, and you can pick the item that you would like to try first.
Just based on presentation and the way it looks, let's try Miggs's slider.
Okay. All right, here we go.
To his credit, there is a piece of cheese, some condiments,
cheese?
And a pickle.
No, it's not cheese. Yeah.
Well, it's fake cheese.
It's fake cheese.
So no.
It's cheese adjacent.
I believe they call that please. Now, you fried up this meat stuff, I guess, in a pan?
Yeah, it's beyond meat. Put it all together. Put it on a pan. Cooked it up.
Okay.
Yep.
A little garlic. Fake cheese on top. Like mm-hmm. Okay.
Garlic, pepper.
Much better than I thought it was going to be.
Surprisingly good.
Let's go.
I gave you credit.
This one I thought would be in the doghouse immediately.
Oh, yeah.
I'm completely wrong. That's fantastic.
I tested it on my 5-year-old daughter. She liked it, but then again, what does that mean?
Absolutely no.
It tasted like a slider. If you would have told me that it was all plant-based, I wouldn't have known.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, very good.
Okay. Well done, sir.
Let's go.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
One for one.
Phew. Drunk chef would eat five. Good. I have extras.
Okay. All right. Ted, what are you thinking now?
Let's try some mac and cheese.
Oh, mac and cheese. Oh, man.
All right, Sarah.
Oh. Sarah, what did you sprinkle on here at the end? What is this?
Well, this is my Sarah's Superb Ranchy Mac and Cheesy.
Ranchy mac and cheesy.
There's a little ranch in there, and there's a little ranch Doritos crumbled on top for a little crunch, you know?
Oh, okay. So this is like just like being on the farm.
All right. Sarah, that is shockingly good.
Great.
This is shockingly not bad.
Oh. Yeah. Really
good. Seriously, I had no faith in you, and I don't say that to be mean.
Oh,
you know, I just heard your stories all week, and I'm like, this woman's going to kill us or kill herself.
I expected her to put a block of cheese in with some pasta, and we'd have like that stringy, gross.
Yeah, you really made this.
Yes, I mean...
George did not help.
Right.
So you built a roux and melted cheese.
He was closely watching me the entire time.
So they gave him all the house to burn down.
Exactly.
Yes.
He's never given me so much attention.
I'm impressed. Again,
he had a helper teach her how to preheat an oven.
I heard that.
Yeah. And that was the one part I was confident in. And then he started filming me, and I didn't know how to do it.
You didn't know how to preheat an oven?
No. Correct.
How are you alive?
He asks that all the time.
No, I'm serious.
My husband. I mean, even if
you eat out for every meal, how are you not 900 pounds, too?
I know, right? I love those vegetables.
Even if you're buying frozen food, you can't turn the oven on to put it in there?
No, I use a microwave.
Oh.
Or just eat
frozen,
frozen
pizza? You're just microwaving it?
Heck ew, yeah. Man.
How old are you?
I eat like I'm 12, okay?
Jeez.
I love a Lunchable, too, Ted.
This is amazing.
Yeah!
I'm jacked, man.
These Uncrustables are frozen. What's the next revelation? Okay, Ted, where are we going now here?
It's a toss-up. Let's try that pig in the blanket.
All right.
Pig in the blanket.
Now, I will tell you this.
Okay.
Crescent rolls. Mm-hmm. I did an egg wash on the plant-based ones have no egg wash, just so you guys know.
All right.
Egg wash with a little bit of kosher salt on the top, and then there's four dipping sauces. There is a South Carolina style barbecue, like a mustard based one. There's a Chipotle Marionberry barbecue sauce, and then your classic ketchup and mustard.
All right. My first bite, I'm going without any dipping sauce. Then I'm getting into that Carolina deal.
Oh my!
And you actually used a little smoky.
Yes.
Taste that.
Yeah, come on, man.
Some of them add cheese, some of them don't. Could be a surprise.
You know what you're doing, dude. This is a solid pig in a blanket right here.
Wow. Yeah. We should have a Super Bowl party now.
I know. Taryn, that's superb, man.
Seriously.
Good Lord. You made all these sauces by yourself.
No, I did not make this.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah.
The only thing that hurts Taryn is that pigs in a blanket are so common. But it's delicious.
But I've never made it before. I've done many little smoky dishes, but I've never made pigs in a blanket before.
I've never seen you try the blankets.
Yeah, and look, the extra effort going to the store to buy sauce really put it over the top.
Yeah, that is fantastic.
I will say, the egg wash is an egg freshly laid by one of my hens.
Was it really? Oh.
An Absolutely. Affordable egg.
What's the name of this hen?
Are we going to die?
All right, I think we got to finish with Danny's because... Castles, he's on both. I feel like both shows are judging, so these are kind of separate almost.
All right.
So let's try Danny's.
I would like to say there's also a ranch dip that I made. If you would like to dip your jalapeno popper into a ranch dip.
I'm going
to
try it as is first.
Some of them have cream cheese and some of them have mozzarella. I'm not sure which ones you guys got.
Yeah.
Wrapped in bacon.
Oh, my God. That's solid, dude.
Wow.
That's solid.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is freaking fantastic.
He also made a plant-based one for me, which is just a jalapeno.
Man, that is good.
Danny nailed it. And you know what? Sometimes jalapeno poppers, if you're not careful, you know, you leave a bunch of seeds in there or something, they can be inedible. Wow. These are on point, dude.
I cannot deal with spice. These are absolutely delicious.
Oh, good. I'm glad you like them.
Man, oh, man. Okay.
Tell you what, you serve these, you'll get me out to emo night.
This is not sad at all. This is happy.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's a good meal, guys.
Then we try Castle's skin.
Okay. Now, what did you end up with? You got two kinds.
You got pulled pork on one of them with cornbread.
All right.
And then the other one is bacon, mac, and cheese.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and then I did vegan ones with fake cheese, fake bacon, but just so I put a little bit of effort into it, I smoked some portobello and put it on top. Just so they'd have a little bit of that flavor and texture. You know?
Okay, I'm going to go pork first.
Slow down, Bobby Flay.
Yeah, right.
Great. Yeah. I know you put a lot of time and effort into these, and it shows, dude. Seriously. It's solid.
The pork is so good.
That's great.
crying.
He's only crying. That is really good.
Dude, that's
for a day?
That's 24 hours in the sous vide.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, so that's how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, baby, we're going to suave.
What's that sous vide?
Man, I don't know if I can judge this.
It's so good.
I really don't.
It's a perfect plate.
I mean, I'm not sure. I mean, the only... Damn it.
I mean, sorry, look, Steve. Yours was delicious, but I feel like that's the first one I could be like, all right, that didn't win.
Okay.
Okay.
But that, I will, again, if you didn't tell me that was plant-based, nobody would know.
But see, I'm kind of torn because, look, I had no expectation of the mac and cheese or of the slider. Sarah, because we know you cannot cook. Meg's, because it's all plant-based, which is not my thing, right? So in that regard,
right,
I might put the sliders toward the top. Going like, I know I like pigs in a blanket. Mm-hmm. You just didn't F it up, by the way. They are delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Bacon-wrapped jalapenos, I mean, like, I'm in,
still,
bro. Right?
Nice work.
No question. Same thing with the potato skin. I mean, like, come on, man. But the slider and the mac and cheese, like, again, not to sound mean, but I'm like, this is going to be terrible. And it is shockingly good, man. Yeah. So... in that regard, I'm kind of leaning that way.
Okay, I hear it. I think this is what we...
Because you took something gross and made it taste good.
I'm with you on the mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Mac and cheese is in my top two.
We are going to vote. So the member of the men's room are going to write down the names of the top two that we believe.
Okay.
When we come on your show tomorrow morning, as soon as we get on there, we will tell you guys who the winner is of your appetizer group.
Sounds good.
Okay? I just want to put it out there real quick. If I spent a day and a half making these things and his microwave fake meat sliders beat me, I'm going to be pissed.
I cooked them. I just reheated them in the microwave.
But that was absolutely fantastic. So tomorrow, Ted is bringing in his chicken buffalo dip. All right.
Correct.
Steve has queso. I believe he brought in queso, too, that you guys could eat without chorizo in it. Mm-hmm. Our own Mike Hawk's got quesadillas. I have meatballs. Mm-hmm. We'll get in there. We'll tell you the winner. Then you can vote for us. Then we'll do an overall just to see who has the best one. That was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
We should do this once a week.
Absolutely, man. And next time we'll bring the beer.
Okay, the show of the day is coming up at 5:08. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. The men's room returns with Miles and Three.
All right, cut out of 508. We will drink a toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 550. But first, quick check on Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. According to a psychologist and neuroscientist, you do indeed have the power to turn the intensity up or down on an emotional response.
Well, sure.
And basically, it was a kind of a self-help article that was saying, you know, we have more control over our emotions than we give ourselves credit for.
I believe that to be true.
I 100% agree that's absolutely true.
I discovered that when I had kids. And seriously, right? Because when it's adults, you have one reaction to things that really annoy you or bug you or took you by surprise. And with kids, you realize, take a deep breath and dial this down. And so they think that, like, when I'm angry, I'm very conversational about it. Like, in my head, I'm stewing, man.
I'm about to strangle these guys.
But it's made a difference in most other parts of my life as well.
Absolutely. There's certain times, too. Right? Like, if something's really bugging you, you might, I don't know, be a little more colorful or whatever with a certain friend that you, like, trust or whatever.
Sure.
As opposed to talking about it with other people.
Yeah. Well, you run into that moment where you do kind of have to establish, am I okay nuking this thing, or do I need to make sure that this bridge is still intact here?
Correct.
So, yep, I feel
it. And look, there's some people who just can't, right? There's some people just yell and scream at the drop of a dime because that's all they know.
Sure.
They just don't. Very well-endowed men are opening up about the struggles of living with a massive member.
Yeah, I bet they are.
It sucks, you see. Man,
yeah. Oh, it's a terrible lady. This is my huge hog.
They have self-esteem issues, you guys.
Yeah. Why?
Women are turning them down. They're breaking up with them because they just can't take it.
My penis is just so big.
It's just so massive. It's too much.
Is that what that story was about?
Yeah.
I didn't click on it.
I just don't want to hear. Right, I don't want to hear.
Like, right. I thought it was going to be more something like they couldn't get noonish.
No, right. No, it's
just
not
too
that.
Big.
Yeah, it's too much.
Well, a lot of women are only so shallow.
Exactly. I mean, you don't need a doggone broadsword to take out a wombat.
You don't, but it looks a lot more threatening when you do.
Is that a saying?
I think it is.
You know what?
Right,
it's
now.
A Mike Hawkism, is what it is.
All right, I'm just checking.
You don't need a sword to take out a wombat. That needs to be a T-shirt.
A broadsword.
Broadsword. Take out a wombat. I don't know.
Stab him up close and personal.
As I was saying, I was like, what's a small animal? Shoot, I've already started. Go with wombat.
Yeah.
Now you know.
You don't need a shovel to take off the snake's head.
That's right.
But it helps.
It helps. Kitchen knife does the trick.
You got to get up close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right. Got to know what you're doing with it. Ted just shifted his mental image there, like, now I'm too damn close to this snake.
Yeah. My buddy Will last summer, one was trying to get in his garage. He had to use a little plastic shovel.
God. New research out of Pennsylvania says that we often cheat unconsciously to simply feel better about ourselves. Not talking about emotional cheating or anything like that, but it's actual, we're cheating at whatever competition or thing that we're doing.
All right.
And it's just basically to make ourselves feel better. If you know, there's some little math problem or a little brain teaser or there's a puzzle that we're doing, we will cheat if there is no
evidence of it.
Not necessarily that there's no evidence of it, even if there is nothing physical to gain from it.
Right.
You know,
right,
there's no cash money if you win this thing. It's like,
it's just mac and cheese.
Exactly. It's just mac and cheese. It's kind of like, you know, giving your brother the video game controller so he can beat the big level, and then you can say, I beat the game. Well, no, you didn't. Your brother took care of the hard part, but you don't care. You feel better about yourself because you did it.
It's like me giving my son a broadsword, then he goes and kills the wombat.
That's right.
And then I tell my wife that I did it.
Yep.
I killed the wombat for you, man. Didn't even use a broadsword or nothing.
I've also heard that if you talk about goals a ton out, like too much. They took, like, two control groups, right?
All right.
They were both going to run a marathon.
Okay.
But half the group was not allowed to talk about it. The other half, they said, if you want to, go ahead.
And the people that talked about their goals a lot ended up not achieving them because something in their brain almost tricked them that they had already accomplished it.
Yeah.
Just by simply saying, oh.
Because you've gotten so much support from other people who want you to achieve the goal, right? Your satisfaction is almost there.
And that was a little bit of what was in that article. It talked about our self-deceit is what they called it. And that's exactly what you're talking about. That they would go out there and they say, I'm going to run this marathon. I'm going to run this marathon. Like you said, in their brains, you've already done it.
That's why a lot of times, and I hold true to this. I'm like, whatever my personal goals are, I don't bring it up. I like to bring in the end result.
Absolutely.
This is what I've done. You didn't know I was
doing. I tried to run a marathon.
And then also, same with like New Year's resolutions.
100%.
To a degree, I'm like, dude, keep it to yourself. I know you want to announce it, and that's cool, but you'll feel better if you announce it in April and say, hey, for the last 4 months, I've been doing blank.
Exactly. Well, and that's always the, I don't know, with the fitness stuff, right? I know plenty of people who have gotten in great shape and didn't really talk about it and then would just post like, hey, this is what it looks like.
Yeah.
Then I know some people, they'll post about it as they're going, well, it's going to keep me honest. And I'm like, does it keep you honest? Or I don't know.
Do you just feel
whichever
better
way works
everybody.
For you, do it, first of all. But
good
yeah.
Call. Good call. Just make sure it actually does garner a result and it's not in your
right.
Head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spring is hot on our heels, gents, and that is means it? It is.
That's not what Puck's Tawny Phil said, Mike.
Yeah, man. You know, even Staten Island Chuck's like
6 weeks, man.
It's not hot on our heels.
We've planned things.
Wombat killer.
Oh, God.
Wombat boy.
Woodchucks are next, Ted. Bring my broadsword.
Watch out, squirrels.
But that means spring cleaning will be up upon us before we know it. The time that we get into those pesky areas that we work tirelessly to avoid. But it doesn't have to be as hard as we think.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
How to clean the 10 things annoying you most. This is a cleaning hack I've used for years, and it makes even the most despicable jobs enjoyable and even rewarding. Step one, take that disgusting mess and put it in your hands. Step two, open door. Step three, throw it in the trash. Step four, drink whiskey.
You're here. Amen to that.
Step four.
Alcohol makes cleaning so much better.
Yes.
It's a great cleaning agent, and you feel better as you do it.
Take a sip, put some on the rag.
Yeah, that's why I get hammered on vodka because I'm cleaning.
Damn right. How to clean the 10 things that annoy you most. The one in the kitchen that always gets skipped. You might clean the stove on top, but when's the last time you cleaned the oven?
You know what, man? Proud to say, maybe 3 months ago.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
They say easily the worst job in the house, but a gleaming oven will become one of your life's new pleasures. Let's see here.
I can confidently tell you, I haven't.
Yes.
Look, man, we redid the kitchen about 2 years ago now. I'm trying to keep that bitch clean. And I've never had a new oven, so I never realized what they actually look like on the inside. Right, everyone's oven looks about the same on the inside. So we got into saying, seriously, my motivation was, I want some of that gleam back, man.
Yeah. So this guy says to take out the rack and the racks and leave them to soak in a bath of very hot, soapy water. They say washing up liquid is one of the best things for tackling grease. Slowly, little and often, work on the bottom of the oven, even 15-minute slots. Wait until after you've used the oven and it is cooled but it's still warm. Use hot, soapy water and a cloth. And every time that you use the oven, go in there, go at it, and eventually you'll start to see a difference.
Yeah, okay. I got after that bad boy,
just got to keep on tackling him. Freshening your fridge. When's the last time you guys cleaned the fridge? I did this just last month, if I'm not mistaken.
I do it all the time.
Yeah, because you just get stuff that spills in there.
Are we talking about cleaning the crap out of it or like scrubbing it clean?
Scrubbing it clean. No, you're actually washing the inside of your fridge.
Yeah, I'll take the fifth.
Okay. They say take everything out and put it into a cool bag. Have a sink full of hot soapy water ready and wash all of the shelves. Wipe the inside of the fridge with water and a microfiber cloth. You don't really want to be introducing much in the way of products. The drip tray in the back can get clogged up maybe with bits of labels from jars. Get a cotton bud, put some kitchen roll round on it, round it and dab it in and out of the hole to keep it free flowing.
I mean, I don't do all of that, but my wife and I have this unspoken agreement where she does not like clutter. Right.
Same.
So eventually she'll just kind of rearrange, clean out the fridge. And now everything's organized and realize you have a lot more space. And then typically I will take advantage of that. And because now I can see all the little spots and dots and the what kind of sauce was that 15 years ago.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. And just you feel better when you open your fridge
I
and
do.
It is white walls in there again.
Because I'm eating the stuff in there.
Exactly. Descale your loo, they says. You need to remove some of the water first so as not to dilute the cleaning product too much. Scoop it out with rubber-gloved hands or plunge it down the U-bend with a toilet brush. Mm. Put some lime scale removing product down there and leave overnight.
I probably should do that. I've never done that. I mean, I'll, you know, toilet brush and all that kind of thing, but
yeah,
never like did a deep clean of the toilet.
I usually go in there and I'll bleach the tub or the shower. I'll hit the toilet cleaner in there and let it set for a while as I wipe everything down real quick and then scrub it down. Getting a sparkling shower, as long as we're talking in the bathroom there. This person uses a 50-50 ratio of white vinegar and water solution in an old spray bottle. Helps tackle the lime scale and dirt. If you've got clogged up a clogged up shower head, check first that it won't damage the surface, and you can sit it in a white vinegar solution. Try to use as few chemicals as possible.
Yeah. I swear by those hard-working scrubbing bubbles.
Scrubbing bubbles is always one of the
best. I swear by bleach.
Just Clorox bleach?
I just take it and spray it on the tiles, man. I come in the next day and it is spotless. Yeah, bleach will do that.
I mean, I don't know what's in the scrubbing bubbles. I know it's very chemically. It's like you spray it on there, then you basically have to leave the bathroom.
And,
let them do their work for a minute.
You don't want to see what they're doing. Just leave.
Yeah, you just don't want to inhale it.
That's the only reason I don't use just straight bleach. It works best, but just I walk in there and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, and if you end up dying because you're using scrubbing bubbles or bleach cleaning your bathroom, that's pathetic.
When's the last time that you went to town on those windows?
Once a year.
Once a year, all right.
I wait for the sun to come out
right
while I'm home. Then you come to the windows. Oh my God.
It's disgusting.
And I look down at the floor and go, that's next. Yep.
They say if you have UPVC frames, use a cream cleaner or a damp sponge with bicarbonate of soda on. For wooden painted windows, dry dust them with a clean, then clean with an orange oil based product to protect the wood. Don't forget to clean the handle. Just use what you've been using on the frame.
Yeah, I always clean the handle. What pisses me off about the windows, man, anytime I look, most of it is the bottom third of the window down, and it is all dog nose prints.
It is.
Right? Because I can tell the kids, like, hey, guys, I'm going to clean the windows. Use the damn handle, so I'm putting your hands on there.
Mm-hmm. Fine.
The dog, like, that means nothing. So it's just dog nose prints, right?
It is.
And it really annoys me, but there's nothing you can do.
And it builds up over a while. The cats do it, too.
Oh, I know.
Dude, my sister's dog is like a small, like, just doesn't shut up.
Yeah.
But he's always at the front window, right? So he bops his little nose on it, so it has this.
Yeah, all the prints.
Right, and I was like, man, that just looks. And my sister, to her credit, keeps a spotless house. She's like, I know, but she's like, I can't. Every time I clean it, like when he leaves for a few days or whatever, she'll clean it. But she's like, there's no point as he sits up there.
I know it's so annoying.
And the dog's racist.
Cool.
Right.
Well, I'm just saying.
She lives in the wrong part of town to have a racist
dog. That's the problem.
But it's against white people.
Well, then it wouldn't bark.
It would only
be barking at us.
Yeah, fair call.
Is she in Brooklyn?
Brooklyn Park.
Oh, the white people there are scary.
Well, somebody else's dog attacked her dog. The owner was black. We figured that's why now the dog. The dog wasn't always racist.
Well, try to justify, man. Racist-ass dog. I'm born a racist-ass litter. A racist-ass mom.
There's always a reason for it. There's always a good reason for it.
Yeah. I mean, that's the reason I'm racist.
Yeah, right.
Someone pepper sprayed me.
How to clean the 10 things annoying you most. Tackle the junk drawer. When's the last time you guys actually opened that up and organized and cleaned out the junk drawer?
We don't really have one anymore, but all the, like, the scissors are now all in one place. If my daughter has not gotten a hold of them, the batteries are in one place. Like, but it's kind of spread out in different areas, and we found you're less likely to make a complete mess. Like, no. This is where the batteries go. This is where this goes.
Yep.
And again, that was just redoing the kitchen, so, like, all the drawers we put in were kind of accounted for.
Okay.
I will say the one thing we did figure out, which we never did before, and it's cheap as F, we went to IKEA, and they just have, like, all those drawer separator things.
Oh, yeah.
It is staggering how much more organized you keep anything when you have those things in there.
They say, quite simply, only put back the things that you use. If you think, I might need that one day, no, you won't, because you haven't used it in the last year.
Yep.
Yeah, that's fair.
This guy says, I used to have a dish full of keys, and I never knew what they were even for. One day, I just threw them away. Did I come to any grief? No.
Then I went to unlock the shed and went, oh.
No,
damn it, man.
That's right. The problem is I have the fear of, like, no, this is actually something important that I just haven't touched, but I also do go by the rule that if I haven't touched it in 365 days,
I should be okay to not have this anymore.
Yes. Yep. But on day 366, you'll figure out what it was for.
No kidding. Under the bed, they say it's a good time to flip your mattress if it needs it. Give it a vacuum. If you have a steam cleaner, use that as well. Hold the steamer 30 centimeters away from the mattress. Make sure that you measure that. People go too close and get the mattress wet, and then they can't go to bed. Leave the window open so the mattress can dry. If you have stains on your mattress, a carpet cleaning product should get them off.
I like sleeping in a damp bed.
Feels great.
Damn, yeah. Bed with stains.
It's very therapeutic.
I like to wake up moldy.
Yeah.
And then when you're done and it dries out, put one of those plastic covers over it.
We got one, dude. Makes it
for the bed bug cover, essentially. And then you won't sweat into it and destroy the mattress.
Exactly. When's the last time you guys cleaned the walls, ceilings, and doors?
I'm a little more anal than you think. So within the last 8 weeks, probably.
If I see anything on it, I scrub it off.
I gotcha.
Okay. I am not the clean.
I don't know.
Clean freak or like dude. If I clean up, like I was looking at my fan yesterday. I was like, yeah, damn, that's dusty.
Well, and I don't know how I can walk around my house and there's a random wall that for no rhyme or reason there is a spot of something on there. It's like I don't have kids running around. Yeah, I got the animals, but they ain't getting all the way up there. I know I'm not sneezing food onto this doggone wall. Why is there a weird drip?
Right, like I don't know.
Your wife likes to sneeze on the walls when you're not home.
She does.
Mouth full of food, sneezes on the walls.
Savage. They say gently go over it with a brush attachment or with a dry microfiber cloth or paintbrush. If you have a flat-headed mop, use that to dry dust your ceiling. While you're at it, use a brush to dust the light fittings. That's also another good one. Just take down the glass or the plastic or whatever it is on those light fixtures and just clean them off real quick.
I honestly did that in our hallway, right? Four glass globes. Yeah. And they've been bugging me for a while because they just collect dust, right? It's inevitable. But I took them down and sprayed them through the dishwasher.
That's what I do.
I put them back up. My son got home from school and thought we had new lights.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, gee, that's how dirty they were. I'm like, bro, it's the same lights. We just cleaned them.
You ever get that sealed one that you look up and you're like, how is there a bug in there?
How do they get in there? All right? Yeah.
You're a crane fly. How in the world did you get the hell in there?
Could you flip it on? You're like, that is the silhouette of a big-ass bug.
And then the last little bit of how to clean the 10 things that annoy you most. It's something that people don't quite think about. But clean your cleaning tools.
Oh, yeah.
String mops give me the heebie-jeebies, as this person says. A much better mop is a flat-headed one with a cloth pad that you take off after each time that you wash your floor and stick it in a washing machine. I wash my dustpan brush in the kitchen sink and then dry it outside. Show your vacuum cleaner some love. Many have washable filters. The brush head will probably be clogged with hair. Get a small pair of scissors and snip it right down the middle. This person uses a new dishcloth each day and saves them up until they can go in the washing machine on a hot wash. But they caution against overdoing it on their 100,000 straw. Yeah. Okay. So there you go. Some tips on how to clean your house.
I'm pretty good over
it. A little deep in there. A man in New Zealand was filmed at a water park doing something disgusting in the kiddie pool.
What was he doing in the kiddie pool?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Every time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today's shot is brought to you by Black Raven Brewing, proud brewers of Men's Room IPA and the Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager. And we thank them, and we'll be there tomorrow. Please join us, 2 to 6. Today, we toast Richard Snyder of somewhere in upstate New York. Now, like a lot of people, Richard is not a fan of the idea of doing jury duty. So, like a lot of people, he made some wild statements during the jury screening process where he was a prospective juror. One of his quotes was, quote, "I know that everybody that comes to court is guilty. They wouldn't be here if they were innocent." And he also said that his interpretation of the innocent until proven guilty thing was that guilty people were brought to court to have it made official that they're guilty and receive their sentence. So, naturally, he was dismissed from the case, but he ended up losing his job because of it. Because Richard is a judge in upstate New York.
Oops.
So, the judge that's screening him was like, "All right, man, you're dismissed from the case." And then that judge sent a message basically to the bar going, "Hey, man, we have a judge sitting up here who straight up is like, I know you're guilty. If you're here, you're guilty. We're just here to prove it." So,
wow.
Dude's a judge, and shot down jury duty and was dumb enough to say what his actual opinion is. Isn't that comforting? Isn't that fantastic?
You're going to review every one of that guy's cases. That,
you know that's what's going to happen. I guarantee you, everyone that he sentenced to anything is going to ask for that to be reviewed.
Wouldn't he naturally, nobody would pick him to be on a jury because he's a judge already, I would think.
He is, but I mean, but the flip side of that is, who better? Right? I mean, assuming that he's on the level, that would be the guy. Look, if I went in there and I'm innocent and I knew that there was a judge in the jury pool, I would have a lot more confidence about my case. Flip side, if I were guilty, I'd have a lot less confidence. But either way, his opinion of all people shouldn't be, oh, if you're here, you're guilty.
Dude, I have a buddy, he got jury duty. And he talked to another friend. He's like, do I have to do it? It's like, you have to do it. Like, there's ways to get out of it. But, you know, like, it's good. It's part of the, you know, like, part of your
system. It's part of the system, man.
He ends up, somebody on his jury, he ends up BSing with the guy. Got a great job out of it.
Really? Awesome.
Yeah. Damn. Jury duty.
Huh. Right. Well, you know, if you're looking for a job, get jury duty.
Go to jury duty.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchona.
All right, it's going to contest on the line for Profile This. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.